President Bush has named a career civil servant as the next head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Stephen Johnson has worked at the EPA for 24 years, most recently as acting head of the department. President Bush spoke of Johnson's work at a White House ceremony this morning.
He knows the EPA from the ground up and has a passion for its mission to protect the health of our citizens and to guarantee the quality of our air, water, and land for generations to come.
Here to talk with us about Stephen Johnson's appointment to head the EPA is Elizabeth Shogren. She's NPR's environment reporter. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the president spoke there of the EPA's general mission, but what will Johnson's first priority be?
The president's trying to sell to Congress his plan for cleaning up power plants. But right now, the president's bill is stalled in Congress. So Johnson's first goal is going to be to go in there and try to twist some arms and persuade people to support the president's plan.
Can he do that?
Well, it's interesting. Johnson's background is not even in air pollution issues. He has been at EPA for a really long time, but his concentration was in pesticide issues. So he's not at all the expert in this issue that Congress might like to hear from. The other thing is that Johnson doesn't have the kind of muscle that emissaries of the president often have when they're selling his major bills. He wasn't a governor or a senator himself. But Johnson does have a bit of that spit and polish that politicians respect in each other and hope to have in themselves. And already some of the opponents to the bill, the Democrats who've said they don't like it, are already coming out and saying they're looking forward to working with Johnson.
The last two EPA administrators were former governors, which President Bush appointed, and now we have a career EPA official.
That's right. And in fact, it's very unusual for a career official to come to such a position, to head the EPA agency. He'll be the first one. The president's own last picks for EPA were very famous and well-known people who had led states, both Christy Todd Whitman from New Jersey and Mike Leavitt from Utah. So this was quite unusual.
What does it mean that this time the EPA administrator, if he's confirmed, will be a scientist?
Well, I think one of the reasons that the president picked a scientist is that he's faced a lot of criticism for misuse of science in various agencies and especially the EPA. And so the president hopes by stressing that this gentleman has been a scientist for his whole life, that in fact that he'll be somebody who can blunt those criticisms.
Well, Stephen Johnson has been at the EPA as the agency has been criticized for its actions over the last several years. Has he been involved in any of those controversies?
Well, interestingly, one of the very first times I met Stephen Johnson, it was he was in the center of just one such controversy, and that had to do with the issue of human testing and pesticides. And the administration had come in and said to pesticide makers, you can go ahead and use human subjects when you're testing pesticides. The Clinton administration had a moratorium on using human subjects in testings like that, and Steve Johnson was just in the middle of that. So I guess even having a background in science hasn't protected him from those controversies.
Elizabeth, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reporting on the nomination today to head the EPA of Stephen Johnson.